how the position of the first vice president is filled. There are two provisions, two articles. There is Article 6.4 and Article 6.5 in the Chapter 1 of the agreement. Article 6.4 basically talk of temporary replacement, and that is a situation when the first vice president is not around and decide to delegate somebody to act on his behalf. That is the meaning of the Article 6.4. The Article 6.5 is a situation where the position is vacant. The first vice president is no longer in the office. This article must be invoked. It talk of 48 hours, that is 2 days. If he is not in the office for the 2 days, then automatically the replacement should be made by the top SPLM IO leadership. But also, you know, you can argue, who are those top leadership of the SPLM IO? It can be issue of debate, because it's not clear. But according to our own understanding, it's based on the hierarchy of the SPLM IO leadership. And if you look into the SPLM IO leadership, the top three leaders were the chairman of the SPLM IO, which was by then Dr. Machar, and then his deputy was General Alfred Ladogore, and then the secretary general, which is myself. These were three top leadership of the SPLM. And if you go back to the structures of the SPLM according to our laws here, you can see automatically I was followed by Kamra Taban, who is now the first vice president and commander-in-chief and the chairman of the SPLM, and then followed by Comrade Ezekiel Lul, who was by then secretary of, and is still a secretary of foreign affairs of the SPLM IO, and then followed by Richard Muller, who is secretary of justice and human rights. This is the hierarchy of the leadership of the SPLM, and then go. So if you look, you see the hierarchy, you can see it is just only the chairman who is not there, but the rest of the top of the leadership remain, you know, in the country. And they decide, they have a right to decide on the issue, since the agreement is talking of top leadership, because the deputy is there, the SG is there, the other three senior members, which are following the SG in their hierarchy, are still in the country. Then automatically you can talk of the presence of the SPLM IO senior members or top leadership. So this leadership decided on 23rd of July that Kamra Taban should replace Kamra Riak, since he is not in the office. Also, question can come up: why is Taban? Why is Taban is not Alfred Gore is there, Dr. Diew is there? Why not from these two gentlemen? We believe that if you look into the structures of the leadership of the transitional government of national unity, and it is done purposely actually, you will see clearly that there is an element of the regional representation. You can see the president is there, which is actually from Barakazal, is from Dinka ethnic group. And Kamra Riak was there from the Upper Nile, and he was Nuer, actually. And then Kamra Wani is there, has from the Equatoria, is a barrier. That was actually the structuring of the transitional government of national unity during the transitional period. So if you want to maintain the same leadership structures, and you want to maintain the agreement, has the basis of the this current period up to the next 3 years, then automatically the replacement must come from Upper Nile. Automatically the replacement must come from Upper Nile. This is one. Two, we have caucus We have various caucuses within the SPLM-IO, including Nuer caucus. When the incidents happen, the caucus of Nuer and the caucus of other regions and ethnicities, they were discussing on their individual councils. So the Nuer caucus actually also they met, and they have decided that since Dr. Machar is not around, the Nuer caucus of the SPLM-IO, since Dr. Machar is not around, then automatically the next leader is Gerald Taban. Because we thought Comrade Alfred, with the, a cousin in the leadership, who is Gerald James Wani, and myself with my cousin also in the leadership, who is President Selfa, we should not have that opportunity to be named as first vice president. This is where actually Comrade Taban came to occupy the position. Also, another question it can come up, and we have seen it in many circles of the media houses. People were saying that Taban was dismissed by Comrade Riak the time when he was nominated to fill the position. Myself has SG of the SPLM-IO, we have rules and regulations. We are really very organized party. Maybe some of you, they don't know this. These are documents of the SPLM-IO. We have constitution. We have code of conduct, where if there is a disciplinary act which is supposed to be taken against the leader, we can base it on this. We have our own manifesto, and we have internal regulations. These are rules of the SPLM-IO, which we believe that they govern our relations. First of all, the dismissal of Comrade Taban has not come through these documents. This is one important issue. It is not up to the leaders, actually, and this is one of dictatorship that we are trying to fight it. It is not up to the leaders to dismiss other leaders just by their wish. The leaders are dismissed according to the rules and procedures which are established and agreed upon, like what we have in our party. There are certain stages. If you want to discipline a leader, there are certain stages that you must have to take until you come out with the resolution, possibly by the board of discipline. It is not through the decision of the leaders. So we believe that Comrade Taban was not dismissed. As such, we could not bind ourselves by this. By this thinking that Taban is dismissed, because it was not in the right procedures.
Radio Bakita 91 FM.